We've been talking about the sugyas of Yerushalayim, very, very basic part of our life that's not talked about enough. And I have a lot of hakar satov to the olam that we've been able to chew on this sugya. It's hopefully making a little bit of a dent on me, I'm hoping. But it's something that has to be done. We pointed out that the whole sugya of Yerushalayim, Be'etzem, is having Hashem tangibly in our lives, that we experience that Hashem is really here. La'olam ye'adam yirei shamayim b'seiser. The milah of being a yirei shamayim when no one's around and no one can see what we're up to. And like Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevarech his talmidim, he says that moire shamayim should be aleichem k'moire basar v'dam. That you should fear Hashem like you fear people. And they, of course, thought, that's it. And he says, halavai. When a person sees a friend, he doesn't do an avera. But when a person's alone, the Yerushalayim v'seiser, we find that people are not as afraid as they should be. And the whole yesod of dealing with being alone, a person can never be alone, whatever it takes. You know, there are certain things that come with us to help us, that we should never be alone, that we're in a safe habitat, even in a terrible place, but we can bring our own habitat. The Rambam, Lemaisa, in Hilchos Tefillin u'Mezuzah, at the end of Perek Vav, says an astonishing pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara in Menachos tells us that if a person has tzitzis, tefillin, and a mezuzah, right? This threesome, these mitzvahs, so he'll have malachim around him. Ki malachim yitzavalach, choyna malach Hashem, soviv liraya v'chaltzim. He'll be surrounded by malachim. That's what the Gemara says. Listen now, the Rambam teaches up this Gemara. The Gemara is in Menachos, this is the Rambam. Amru chachamim, kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin b'roshay u'bizroyeh. Someone who's wearing tefillin on his head and on his arm, mitzitzis bibigdai, and he's got tzitzis on his body, on his begadim, umizuzah bibischai. So he's surrounded. His clothes have tzitzis, his head, his arm has tefillin, and the room has a mezuzah. Such a person, muksuk loy shelo yachta. He has a chazaka, he's not going to do a chay. This is a chazaka. Why? Shehare yeshloi maskirim rabim. He has many reminders of Hashem when he's by himself. Many reminders. Vehein hein hamalachim shematzilin aso. And these are the malachim that are saving you. Whoa, you thought you were in the room alone, says the Rambam. Hashem sets you up with protection. Right? You can go to the old city, still the gronics are wearing tefillin all day. When I have conversations with my friends, when they're wearing tefillin, the very holy ones, they're always, some of them don't even talk, they go, right, with one minhag. Others, they hold on to their shorosh the whole time they're talking to you. Imagine living with that type of awareness. Says the Rambam, someone who's walking around like that, he's in a different habitat. We have astronauts. Astronauts can go into outer space even though there's no air because they have that special suit. And inside they're getting their oxygen. They have their own habitat wherever they are. Scuba divers, right? They can go underwater and stay there. They've created their own atmosphere. And the Rambam says that the Torah creates an atmosphere for a person. The tzitzis that we wear, they're protecting us. They're keeping us from being alone. There are many people, and you could make a doctorate out of this if you want to. Many people take off their tzitzis when they go to places that they're embarrassed of. It's interesting. They do. If you interview people, there are people, they go, they look at their tzitzis, they say, these things can't go with me. But imagine when you take them with you. Imagine when you take them with you. Says the Rambam, they're malachim. They're real fleishikzdika entities. They're things, they're ruchniyistika metzias of things that are with you, beings that are with you to remind you. And there's a shocking Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra in Parsha Shlach says something that we would wonder how somebody could say this, but it's the Eben Ezra, so he's allowed to say it. He says the following. He says there's a mitzvah of tzitzis, and he has an opinion when you should wear your tzitzis. When's the most important time? having an opinion like that, it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch when you should wear tzitzis, you should wear tzitzis all the time. He says, of course, there are misbalim betalas b'shasa tefillah, you daven with your tzitzis, because it's in Parshas Kriyat Shema, rak lefi daiti, but I hold, yoyser hu chayiv lis'atif b'tzitzis b'shar hashos, it's more important to wear tzitzis the rest of the day, mishasa tefillah, from then when you're daven. Whoa. Leman yiskor velo yishke velo yasa avera. So you should stay out of trouble. B'chol shah. Ki b'shasa tefillah lo yasa avera. When you're davening, you're in a good environment. Frekt Reb Yeruchim in Parshas Bar. How can Eben Ezra say this? How can he tell you when to wear your tzitzis? You have to wear tzitzis all the time. He says the Eben Ezra understood something that's foreign to us. Something that we talked about many, many times this month, Baruch Hashem. That mitzvahs are etzis. Mitzvahs are a system to keep you out of trouble. He says the Eben Ezra understood what tzitzis are. Tzitzis are things that really are sometimes a drag. I hate to say it. They're so Jewish. You look so Jewish when you wear tzitzis. You really do. And we know what that is. And that's why there are people who don't tuck out their tzitzis. And if you would be able to hypnotize them and figure out why. They have all these reasons, but you hypnotize them. You know, I don't want to be that Jewish. Come on. Not that Jewish. I'm telling you. You can hypnotize them. I haven't done this. I don't know how to hypnotize. But I'm telling you. It's about being so Jewish. And there's sometimes that people say, look how terrible it is. You see where those people are? They're Bachar Yeshiva. They're in a place where they shouldn't be. And look, they're wearing their tzitzis out. I hear that. That's a tzad of Chil Hashem. But you know what? You don't think that it's also going through their minds that they're wearing tzitzis? I bet they're doing so much less. They're causing so much less trouble because of this protection device. The Rabbeinu Shalom never lets us be alone. He gives us gear. He gives us gear, and if we follow this, in all the system, we're protected. We're muksak shelo yechta. We're muksak shelo yechta. You know, the guyim wear these wedding rings. You know, they know how to take them off very quickly. They know how to take them off very quickly. But we have a protection. And we pointed out last time that Aaron HaKohen in the Mishnah, Rabbeinu Yonah says, when he was margish that someone was doing Averis B'Seser, he befriended these people. Why? To create a connection for Dafka, so when they're alone and they have nothing to help them, they could think, Aaron believes in me. I'm not alone. And a beautiful Gemara, which really, the truth is, touches my heart in a very strong way, because it's one of the most powerful kinas, Ledaiti, that we say on Tisha B'Av. And it's really a Mefurisha Gemara, but it's a beautiful, beautiful kina that could be, take a lev even, even a heart of stone, and break it. The story of the son and daughter of Yishmael ben Elisha, Kohen Gadol. Yishmael ben Elisha had astonishing beauty, and his children had astonishing beauty. And it says over here in the Gemara, and Daf Nun Ches and Gittin, Amra b'Yehuda Merav, Maisib b'Bnoyu b'Ito Shrem Yishmael ben Elisha. These two poor souls, Shenishbu, they were put in captivity, Lishnei Adoinim, to two Adoinim, and each one was bragging about the beauty of the other one. Yeshli Eved She'in Ki Yoifli B'chol Olam. You've never seen someone so beautiful as this Eved. V'zelmer Yeshli Shifcha She'in B'chol Olam Kulo Ki Yoifya. There's no one as beautiful as this Shifcha. Amru Bo V'nasiyam Zelzel. Let's make breeding. Let's breed these Avadim. We'll make a fortune. V'nechlak B'vladas Hichnisum L'cheder. Now imagine the situation that the ben and bas of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol were in. All of their pride was taken away from them. All of Klal Yisrael's dispersed, and they're alone. For all they know, they could be the only Yidden left around. And they're sitting in a room. Hichnisim l'cheder zeh yoshev b'keren zav zeh. One sat all the way in the corner. And one sat all the way in the other corner. B'keren zav zeh. And he said, what kaichus could a person have at this moment? Lost everything. No sense of self. Or really. Oimer, ani kohen. This son of Yishmael says, ani kohen ben kohanim gedolim. Esa shivcha. I'm going to marry a shivcha. Vizois oimeres, ani kohenes bas kohanim gedolim. Enasila eved. Ubachu kol halayla. They were both on other sides of the room crying. And you read the kina, and it says it in much more detail of what was going on here. A bas yocheved, and they're sitting there, each one, they were not alone. They were not alone. Both of them were connecting. They were connecting with the Gantz Klal Yisrael. It didn't matter. It was totally shocking thing. Then in the morning, Kevin Shalom Amar HaShachar, Hikiru Zezeh, they saw each other and they cried each other to death. But where do people find these keichas when they're not alone, when they're attached? They're attached to something bigger. The more a person does not feel alone when they're alone, the more they're capable of being misgaber on situations that they never would have been able to conquer on their own. That was the sugya that we discussed until now. That's called Yerushamayim B'Seser. But now I'd like to discuss another sugya, which I tried to convince you last week wasn't a sugya, but now I'm going to surprise you, and it is a sugya. We pointed out that there is a girsa of Rov Rishonim. La'olam ye'adam Yerushamayim B'Seser. That's it. Just Yerushamayim B'Seser. But if you look in our sitters, it says La'olam Yerushamayim B'Seser Ube Goli. You should have Yerushamayim in hidden places and in open places. And many Rishonim take this girsa out, but this girsa exists. And if it exists, it's by Rishonim. There are Rishonim who have it. We have to understand it. And the Siach Yitzchak in the Siddur Hagra is bothered. What does it mean to be a Yerushamayim Begali? Everyone knows that there are the fakers who, outside, they're Yerushamayim. And then when they go into inner quarters, they're doing whatever they want. So you have to be a Yerushamayim B'Seser. You can't be a faker. But what does it mean, somebody who is a Yerushamayim B'Seser, he's good when he's alone, but then he comes out to everybody and he's bad? We never heard of such a thing, and it could be that that's why everyone takes this girsa out. What does it mean? Make sure, I know you're a good guy in closed quarters, but also be a good guy in open quarters. This is a mind-boggling girsa. Where is there a nisayon of having Yerushamayim openly if you're holding? You're holding. You're there. And perhaps this is our biggest nisayon that we have. And working with Bagram, I would say this is the biggest thing that we face, is this problem of being somebody who is a Yerushamayim B'Seser, who in Pnimius really got it. He knows what's going on, but is afraid of expressing his Yerushamayim outside because he's not afraid of Hashem outside. He's afraid of Hashem when he's alone. He's afraid of Hashem during Shemoneh Esrei. But he's afraid of his friends. On the outside, he's not afraid of Hashem, but he's afraid of his friends. La'olam ye'adam Yerushamayim B'Seser, and even, yes, live by your principles in front of your friends. And we can relate to this, Rabosai. This is perhaps one of the greatest challenges we have. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that Yerushamayim comes from people, we see how powerful people could be in our lives. What if there are people in the room where we're not embarrassed to do an Aveira, but forget, we're embarrassed not to do an Aveira. We're embarrassed to keep this Halacha. We're embarrassed to keep this Chumrah. That's the power that people have over us. And there's a sugya called Yerushamayim Begali. And the Mesilas Yesharim talks about it. And I don't think I was ever heir to exactly what the Mesilas Yesharim was saying until B'Siyata D'Shemayim, we had to read it a little slower. He talks about Zehirus, which is Yiras Shamayim, being careful. And he says there are three things that keep a person from Yiras Shamayim. And one of them is what he calls Chevra. It's in Mafsidei Zehiris. He talks about Chevra. V'ha mafsid hashlishi hu achevra. Dahainu chevras hatipshim v'achotim. Being around fools. Now, I would say it's a bad influence. Just if you see them, then you're going to, like, do what they're doing. Because anytime you see something, you do it. But listen to what he says is the problem. Ki hine anachnu roim pamim rabbis afilu achar shenis amet etzol adam choyvas ha'avoydav azirizba. Someone who has such a stark hashkafa of Yerushamayim. He has a klar, an unbreakable hashkafa of Yerushamayim. Yisrapim imena, he'll become weakened. Why? Or Yavar Elizadvarim will be over on things. Why? Because he sees other people doing it? No. Kidei shelo yilagu alav chaverev, so that someone shouldn't make a wisecrack to him. Oh, you're one of those. Woo! Don't speak Lashon Hara. We got a Chafetz Chaim, Rabbosai. Well, Baruch became a Chafetz Chaim. Let's give it up for Baruch. Woo! Right? That's scary. I don't want to be that person. Oy kidei lis'ariv mihem. It's not that he's worried about getting made fun of, but he wants to fit in. That off Shabbos, that's the group who's going there, I go with them on that off Shabbos. If I don't do this, then I'm not going to be one of the boys. A fear of people where people govern your life. That's the stira to Yerushalayim Begoli, and inside the neshama is crying because Be'etzem, according to Mitzvot Yesharim, it's Nis'amid Eitzlai. It's somebody who even knows this is wrong, but he can't get over the influence that people have over him. He can't get over that influence. He's stuck in that tininess, Rachmana Litzlan. And we think that this is something that's technical, that's not the major factor in our lives. And Rav Yeruchim in Mir says that his Bachrim in Mir, already in Mir Europe, thought he was crazy for talking about this, thought he was overreacting. And he talks about it. In Parsha Shlach, he says on the Pasuk, Vayavo ad Chevron, right? What did Kalev do in Chevron? It says in Rashi, Kalev levado halach im sham v'nishtateach al kivri avos. And he prostrated himself on the kivri avos. You've never seen this, by the way. If you have, you've probably seen it by some weirdo or something. But you, prostrating yourself on a kever is the most intense type of davening we would ever see. We would be nervous to be around such a thing. The bechias and the total bittel over the kivrei tzadikim to have siyata deshmaya, the kalev david. Why? Why did he do this? Shelo lo yehe nises lechaverov lios batzasam. He shouldn't be influenced by his friends. Give me a break, says Rabbi Ruch. Come on, be a man! You believe in something? Be a man! And Rabbi Ruchim says the following most amazing thing, and reading this and hearing this has a din of Shemesh Talmidei Chacham, because this is Rabbi Ruchim talking. He's not just telling you Dvar Torah, he's talking. He says, you're thinking, whoever's listening to this, you're thinking it's crazy. He says, well, I want you to know, an old man like me and a young person like you, we can't communicate with each other. Because I'm telling you that it's worth davening in a way that you never could and would to be able to not be shayach to these the eights of the meraglim. Atem tsi'ire yomim atem. Your kids, terem niklatu etzachem avdas v'nisyonis. You haven't seen the way of the world. Mehem lomo darchei achayim u'pitronim. Ani ish zokin. Rav Yochum says, I'm an old man. Umin achayim ayom yomayim kvar reisi v'ochachti. I've seen and proven with my life. Ladat vaday ki ein mismar l'chaloli chaverim royim. How much destruction has been caused from bad friends. Har be'dvarim v'ini rotzi l'harbem. I don't want to get into how bad this is. But I'm telling you, he says, this is the reason to daven in a way like you never davened before. And I want you to know that in my short profession, it's been a very short profession, King Yirbu, that this is the major issue. The major issue is always friends. Friends dominate everything. And there are tkufas where the B'nai Aliyah are on top in the yeshiva. There are tkufas where the not such B'nai Aliyah are on top. And everything is constantly moving according to these things. Everything. If you have a funny masmid, woo, the yeshiva is going to see a great period of time. Why? Because he learns and he's a chiller. So now everyone wants to be around him, right? But if all the people learning are like this, I'm a rabbi, I'm a rabba, and all the other guys are, yeah, woo, we're cool, right? So then everyone's going to go to the cool guys. And I could stand up here, and the Rosh Yeshiva could stand up here, and you could have Eliyahu HaNavi come up here. And it won't do anything. If the guy who knows how to learn doesn't create that matzav around him, nothing. A person is nishpa, is mushpa, based on his sviva. So much so, that the Rambam says it as a scientific fact. The Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Deis Perek Vav. Derech Briyosoi Shel Adam, the very nature of man. The Rambam is not writing this Bitur Halachli, he's writing this as a science textbook. Derech Briyosoi Shel Adam, the nature of man. Liyos Nimshach Bidei Oisav Ubemaisav Achareyav, to be affected in his hashkafa and his actions after his friends. And in general, you can spot an American, you can spot an Englishman. Sounds like the Rambam's machalik. He says, when it comes to friends, your circle is your value system, and then you can also tell that he's an American, that he's a South African, that he's an Englishman. But the Rambam writes this as a metzias. This is a metzias. And therefore, the Rambam continues, Lefi kach tzarech adam lischaber litzadikim, v'leishev etzel chachamim, a person has to connect with tzaddikim and sit by chachamim tamid, always, kidei sheyilman mimaseim, in order to allow this process of becoming a great man through your environment to take place. Biyisrachek min harishayim aholchem b'choshech, kidei shelo yilman mimaseim. And he should be misrachek from the maisim of rishayim in order that he shouldn't be mushba from them. And the truth is, the Rambam right afterwards writes there's a mitzvah assay to be davuk to talmidei chachamim. Not only to be davuk to them, not to learn from them, but to sit at their table, to see all their midas, how they treat their wives, how they treat their children, all the various things that you can learn from them. So the Rambam really should have started with that. No, the Rambam's saying that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. But first, there's something that you don't need a pasuk for. There's something that's pashut. And that is, you have to be in a good environment. I want it to be medayik. The Rambam in the first part says, Tzarech adam lischaber litzadikim. You should be around tzadikim. Tzadikim are not always chachamim. They're not always chachamim. Sometimes they're just and upright people. In the first halacha, if those are the people you're connecting with, so you're in a good environment. In the second halacha, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, to sit by talmid chachamim, it always has to be to see the Rebbe's chachma, the amkus of his shalom bayis, the amkus of his kina chabana. But first, a person has to watch out for his environment. He has to be somebody who's exposed to the right things, because there's such a basic need for acceptance, for being part of something. The Mesillat Yesharim says that is the sakana. The sakana that they're not going to accept me because they're going to make fun of me, or the sakana that if I don't do this, I will not be part of the group, chas v'shalom. And the truth is that we daven for this. We daven for this in Shachris. Again, this is something that everyone should be saying. There are two parts to say. One is in the bracha of Mavir Sheina Me'ena Yisnumim Yafa Pai. We say, V'yiratzom uvanecha Hashem Elokeinu v'lokev aseinu, shetargileinu b'sarasecha, v'dabkeinu mitzvisecha, v'al tviyenu l'idei chet v'l'idei aver v'avayin, v'lo l'idei nisayin v'lo b'dei v'zayin v'altashe b'ana yitzahara, v'archikeinu me'odom ra u'mechavera. Keep bad people away from me and bad friends away from me. V'dabkeinu b'yitzar atayiv. That's the first time. Then right afterwards, we say, Yehi ratzom uvanecha Hashem Elokeinu l'kev aseinu, shetatzileinu ayom from azepanim, azespanim, adamra, chavera, a bad friend, shachinra, a bad neighbor. These are the things you have to daven for. If you just daven for your success, then you won't be successful because friends are too powerful. A chaver, the word chaver means connected. And if he's connected, he can do things. He can press buttons. He can get you to do things that you never would have imagined. He's a chaver. He's connected to you, but he's ra. He's bad for you, Rachmana Litzlan. And the Gaon gives an image. The Gaon gives an image over here. He gives the image of a bear. A bear. Based on, obviously, Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei Yud Zayin. It says, Pogush doiv shakul b'ish. A ferocious bear approaches a man. I had a friend who was jogging in Colorado early in the morning. Thought he would jog. Right? Left his friend in the hotel room jogging. Told me this mice. Da, 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 right? Jogging. All of a sudden, a big brown bear. So he told me, he's looking at this bear. The bear's looking at him. He takes out his cell phone. He was with a guy named Mickey. True story. He says, Mickey, tell my parents I'm awful. I'm here with the bear. Right? Baruch Hashem, he would live to tell the story. But Lamaisa, a bear, Abosai, a ferocious bear. You know what's scarier than a bear? Says the Gaon. Says Shlomo HaMelech, Be'etzim, in the Pasuk, Pabush dov shakul be'ish v'al ksil b'valto. Go and meet a ferocious bear, Shalom Aleichem bear, but don't stand around a fool when he's in his foolishness. Says the Gaon, U'be'eshi b'agshenu sakanaso atzuma ma'oid. But still, mikol makoim, as scary as a bear is, tov yoser lifgoish es hadoiv. Better to meet a bear, may lifgoish ksil. Be'esha hoylik la'asoyis valto. A ksil, a fool who's going and doing his thing. He's going and involved. Because a bear can only take your physical life away, Rachman al-San. But a fool has the ability of sapping everything that we have. And the truth is, we have very good friends, Baruch Hashem. And the truth is, we've talked about good friends. We've talked about it in the past. But we have to watch out for chaverim ra'im. And this happens in particular over Bein Hazmanim. This is a big sugya that comes up, is that there are all sorts of relationships that we have. And we have to figure out how to protect the relationships, on the one hand, not to write people off, chas v'shalom, amech kulam tzadikim, but how to understand where we have to be with people and where we can get into trouble. There are chaverim that at one point were where we are, and today we're going to feel pressure to reduce ourselves back to high school. And this happens to people. And it's much more scary to us than Hashem, as an old friend who said, come on, we're boys. You know, of course we're boys. So this and this and that. And so this, wait, weren't you working on this the whole mom? Yeah, but we're boys. We're boys. We're still back in, right? And a person has to watch out for this. And there's another nakuda to watch out for, which is that even when a person has good friends, and this is a very, very important thing. People tell me they're going to this place with a good group of guys. But I don't think in those terms. Every person has certain things they do and things that they don't do. And you have to ask yourself, it's true, these guys are good, but do I do the exact same things as them? Even though these are wonderful people, but just know, who's going to win out? Who's going to win out? When we go somewhere, am I going to break something that I thought I never would break because I'm with them? Dafka, because they're good, I'm going to be caught off guard. Because I didn't realize that they also have an element that's dangerous for me, because they already said, oh, they're good. Why are they good? Because they're very Jewish, and they keep kosher and kashrus, and they're kovetz in the Torah. Yeah, but the five things you worked on this month, they don't do. So now, if you're not on guard, you're ending up with chavirim ra'im. And of course, we're not talking about removing ourselves from chaverim, but we're talking about understanding where we can be with them. How? On our turf. Who's going to be influencing who? It says in the Mesillas Yesharim, at the end over here, David HaMelech wasn't afraid. David HaMelech, in Mafsidei Zahiris, at the end it says, if you're in a place where they're ranking you out, lo yoshis liba yelalagahu, don't pay attention. Adraba yilag al maliga vivazim, rank them out. I'm not telling you to do that. It's actually an issue in the beginning of the Mishnah Brura whether you should rank out other people. But the Mesillas Yesharim says, you want to play hardball? Bam, stick it back to them. V'yachsho b'daito. Imagine you got an inside tip on a stock that you knew was going to fly through the roof, and you were going to make millions of dollars, and you put $100,000 in, and everyone's laughing. What a dumb thing you did. And you're like, I'm laughing straight to the bank. You're laughing all you want. I'll see you in 2 weeks when I'm in the Forbes 500. Give me 2 weeks. I can handle you making fun of me. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, would he stop because people are ranking him out? He knows what's right. That's how short-sighted he is, because somebody goes, ooh, Chafetz Chaim. That's what he's going to be ma'abed all of his wealth for. Kol shekin shelo yirtzu la'abed nishmasim im ne'alav. He wouldn't want to lose his neshama. Val derech zeh yizir zechon v'racha. Hevei oz kenomer. Be a man. Basically. Be a man. Or a leper. She'afal pi she'rov, David said about himself, Adab rabeinu secha negin malachim v'lo evosh. I'll speak in front of kings about your chukim, about your edus, and I won't be embarrassed. What does that mean? Big conventions of kings. They didn't talk about this in Tanakh. Big conventions. She'afal pi she'rov malachim iskim v'diburim b'divrei gdolos v'anos. Everyone's talking at these king conventions. Did you see my pool? You see that statue, it spits out and goes into that pool, and then the other one spits out and goes to that pool. Yeah, I saw that. I have three of those myself. And everyone's talking. And David said, want to hear a word on the parasha? Bah! A word on the what? On the parasha? What's the parasha? You hear what he says? Parasha. Go ahead. Let's hear a word on the... Where's your pools? David doesn't care. He's laughing straight to the bank. And as I heard from one woman, she said about her brother-in-law, she said, my brother-in-law came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't just not watch TV anymore. He doesn't seem to care to watch TV anymore. Everyone goes into the family room, and he's sitting as happy as he can be. He's laughing to the bank. And that makes everyone in the family room scared stiff. It changes. It's a game changer. Now everyone else becomes scared. Oh yeah, Mr. Chafetz Chaim, look how happy I am. Look how upset you are. Look how you're ruining your life through Lashon Hara. Yeah, I bet you would have wished you were the Chafetz Chaim. Now, 15 years later, that you don't have Shalom Bayis because you can't control your mouth. Now who's laughing straight to the bank? This is the metzias of a Ben Torah, is someone who realizes that he can be laughed at. He can handle this. People will end up admiring you. But we have to watch out. We have to watch out for our environment. It's not easy. The first thing a person has to do is he has to create a strong chevra that believes in what he believes in. And when he doesn't, he has to have the courage to laugh straight to the bank. We should all be zecha to a good day.